Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in. In this episode, I discuss some things going on in my head, in my life. So I discuss the importance of being appreciating your friends, your really close friends, talk about my own experience, and also how to increase your deadlift and your bench press. So that is from my experiences only, so if you're interested, take a listen. Thank you. Since one of my friends has a situation going on with his grandfather, it's made me think about a lot of different things. And one of those things has been, I think, just friendship and how important that is. And I think that in today's society, it's easy for people to get wrapped up, including myself, into making acquaintances, right? I mean, how many people have you known over the years that you thought you guys were friends but ended up completely disappearing out of your life? And if they came back, it would be cool. You guys would probably have a nice chat. You'd get along fine. But they're not somebody that you could really trust with maybe your heaviest burdens, right? Your heaviest psychological burdens, or maybe some of your deepest secrets, or somebody who can help you in your time of need. Sometimes I have felt sometimes I have felt lonely in this world, and that sounds so ridiculous, but and sometimes it's because I know I don't have a lot of friends. And I do have a couple of close friends, and I do have a best friend, and that best friend I am so thankful for, and being friends with him has, you know, we've had ups and downs, but I don't know if there's anything, I've never come across anything quite like that, that is true friendship with somebody who's like, you know, not even your bloodline. We're not related, but we are basically brothers, and we've been friends for 20 years, about over 20 years, almost 20 years. I think about 18 or 19 years at this point. And the amount of things that we have been through together, you know, in terms of schooling and just, you know, going through the trials and tribulations of high school, trying to pick up girls and failing all the time. And just living life as like a young dude growing up in this day and age, it's so necessary to have somebody that you can just bullshit with, man. That you can talk to, that you can unleash some of that bullshit out of your mind so things don't get so pent up and toxic. So if you got a good friend out there, you know, make sure to just appreciate that. Make sure to appreciate that because one, you never know when that'll disappear. And another thing is, I think a lot of people in the world don't have that. I think a lot of people in the world have, well, I don't know about the world. Sorry about that dog. But I think a lot of people have friends, have multiple friends, have some close friends. But I've come across more than my fair share of people out there who simply do not have anyone that they can really just tell the things that they're most embarrassed about. Or somebody that's reliably there, who's going to help talk them up when they're really feeling like shit. So if you got one of those friends out there, be thankful for it, man. Be thankful for it because you never know when you're not going to have it. And you could lose that any day. I don't know why I'm getting all weird and sentimental. But I think it's just important. I think it's just important to remind yourself of the blessings in your life. I'm somebody who doesn't always do that, but I know that I should. And especially going through some of these new ideas and kind of going through some revelations in my own life throughout the last year, I'm coming to realize how much I should appreciate those around me who you just take for granted because they really could disappear tomorrow. And you could disappear tomorrow. And it would be worthwhile to just give it all you got until you're freaking gone. So anyway, that's something that's kind of been on the mind. And I'm going to go ahead and switch gears now and talk a little bit about working out. So for all you you thin dudes out there, I mean, I'm pretty thin myself, but I hit a interesting milestone for myself. Finally bench pressed 200 pounds, which was not as hard as I thought. And I did a couple sets of low rep count sets of 200 pounds. To give you a little bit of reference, I myself weigh 150 pounds on a heavy day, 145 generally waking up, between 145 and 150, bench pressing 200. I've been deadlifting around 325, 335. And keep in mind, I'm not a lifter, right? I lift weights a lot, but my exercise goal isn't to lift as much weight as possible. My exercise goal is just to be in good condition, be in good martial arts fighting shape, and just overall conditioning, and mostly for martial arts. So, I do a lot. I do more cardio than people would. I do more of other things. I stretch longer. Things like that that could maybe not be so beneficial to lifting heavy weights. But my something that if you want to increase your loads in terms of like if you're doing squats, deadlifts, bench pressing, things like that, I have a couple things that have really helped me are doing for one, deadlifts are great. One is I've been doing a lot of kettlebell swings. The kettlebell swings are really good for what they call your posterior chain. So that's the area that I believe, if I got this right, it connects like your back, your lower back, to your glutes, to your hamstrings, like that whole area around your back and your butt and your hammies. And so, and I mean, it's a full body exercise, essentially. So I do a lot of kettlebell swings a few times a week. I do it on back day. I do them on leg day. Just something I really enjoy doing. Once you get comfortable with the kettlebell swings, I mean, I do heavy weights on it. So like I said, I mean, I'm not a big guy, weigh around 145, 150 pounds, and I'll do kettlebell swings, maybe a rep set. I'll do like three reps, four reps max, but usually about three. And I'll use a kettlebell that's around, on the heavy side, the heaviest I've ever done is 44 kilograms. So that times two is pounds. So it's about 80, what is that? About 88, probably around close to 90 pounds because it's 2.2 pounds per kilogram. But I'll do those kettlebell swings with that. And what that does is it builds up your, like I said, your posterior chain. So your lower back, your glutes, your hamstrings. It's a good motion. And one other thing that has really, really benefited me is I've been doing loaded carries. So a loaded carry is essentially you just pick up heavy shit. So I will just pick up like 36 kilograms to 40 kilograms in each hand, and I'll just walk, and you have to have a good posture, so you got to keep your back straight, shoulders and chest out, back straight, look forward, and you just carry that motherfucking load as far as you can. That has increased, it's supposed to have really good strength benefits for your core, because your back and your core has to manage the weights without you, you know, falling forward, falling backwards, or going from one side to the other, because your weight shifts as you walk. So your core comes into play big time. And on top of that, one of the biggest gains has also been, well, for one, it works your whole back and everything you used to hold on to things. And the other big thing is grip strength. So the biggest increase, the thing that I've noticed really has been my grip strength has increased. So when I'm like benching a high weight for myself, like I said, I mean, when I'm doing around 200, that's heavy for me. And one reason I feel like it's easier for me is because like when I pull that bar off, I just feel like I have control over it. It's not like in the past when I used to lift and I wasn't doing all these other exercises, I felt as though I had less control over the weight itself. And I was just like on the bench press, I felt I was just pushing it, right? It was like, oh, let's just see if I can push it. And the wrists and the forearms were just there to help me to just make sure the weight, you know, just as like some kind of structure, right? Like they weren't really doing anything. But with my increased strength with my grip, my forearms, and probably like my whole body, I'm now like able to really grab the bar and force it up. And that has really helped, especially with my deadlift. One of my problems with my deadlift was my grip would get tired even if I could still lift. And so that made things more difficult. But once I've increased my ability to hold and carry heavy objects, my deadlift also has been easier. So just a little side note, something that's been really nice for me. But I haven't been able to do those heavy lifts because of my ankle injury, which has gotten a lot better. So just a warning, or not a warning, but for anybody out there who's interested, look up the meth recovery method. It's M-E-T-H. That stands for movement, elevation, traction, and heat. And I've got a lot of strength back in the ankle, plus it's the pain has really been reduced, and I think probably next week I'll be able to get back to some sporting activities. So anyway, guys, I think that's about it for today. Anyone out there, thank you for listening. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody has a fantastic day. Peace, motherfuckers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.